Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on a Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
The FBI is going to be holding a press conference today. News has come that the disappearance of 24-year-old Sydney Loof, that they believe that they have found her body. Her family and friends went on Facebook yesterday to say that they have been contacted by the authorities. Today, the FBI is going to be speaking out at a press conference at 9 a.m. And today is also the 10th anniversary of a deadly Omaha shooting. A gunman entered the Westroads Mall Von Maur on December 5th, 2007, and opened fire on the third floor of the Von Maur department store. The 19-year-old gunman killed 8 people, wounded 3 others.
It lasted, they're saying the shooting, 90 seconds to 2 minutes.
That's how long it was?
It's usually how those are, how quickly.
Oh, wow.
You know, and then, but everybody inside there to the survivors is terrifying.
It probably felt like a lifetime.
Felt like a lifetime, sure. And it went for a while after. They didn't know. I mean, when law enforcement went in and people were hiding,
yeah, mm-hmm.
people didn't want to come out of hiding.
No, because they know who they were.
Cops had to show badges and... It was terrifying. They had no idea. Reports of multiple gunmen. And
it's led to a lot of policy changes.
Yeah, you know,
the fire department. Paramedics can enter an active crime scene now.
Yeah, remember
before they couldn't.
Paramedics wanted to go in, and the law enforcement were like, we haven't secured the scene. You're not safe. We don't know.
Right. And they're like, let us do our job.
The cover of the schools. Paper today is, I remember that guy's face, Fred Wilson, the survivor.
Fred Wilson has had...
in front of Von Maur. He got shot.
He got shot. He's had some problem. Just poor guy. Poor everyone that was involved in that. Look at the victims on there on the World Herald. So 10 years today, I think, is like 1 o'clock. I remember it like it was yesterday. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon or something. So...
I just remember the news coming on, and then there was a active shooter at the Westroads Mall, and I'm just like, are you serious?
Well,
I mean, you just are glued.
You're like, I can't believe it's Omaha.
Right.
Like, really? It's here?
Yeah.
And that was 10 years ago. It was more shocking then. I think, sadly, now, most people would be like, well, yeah, it's everywhere.
But 10 sadly years enough, ago, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Details are being revealed about the new head coach's contract and some of the friends that he's going to be bringing from Florida to come with him. About seven members of his coaching staff, Central Florida, are going to be making the leap here to Nebraska. They were also talking about, you know, he's got a 7-year contract. Head coach Scott Frost is going to get $5 million a year. Bonus structure comes out with additional payments, $200,000 for an appearance in the Big Ten championship game, $300,000 for a title for a Big Ten title, as much as $650,000 for a national championship. So just these little carrots to dangle out there for our new guy, Scott Frost.
What about Bob Diaco? Are we going to keep him?
I thought they sent him packing.
I know. All of the coaches are being sent
packing. All right. Yeah, same. I don't care about him. I didn't like his defense.
We sure liked him at the start of the season. He was all energetic.
I know.
Playbook stuffed down the front of his sweatpants, running faster than the players. He kind of was.
Yes.
He could do more push-ups.
I was guilty. I don't know what to say about it, really. I mean, it just bothered me more and more that he would not even... You know, play along. He wouldn't put the microphone on his.
I kind of liked that he stuck to his guns and never clipped the lavalier mic.
Never clipped.
He would hold it awkwardly.
And he talked deep into it. It's like, and just stern. I'd be afraid. I'd be so afraid to talk to him. you know, not like Scott Frost.
I'm excited.
He's so gentle. I'm new Scott Frost.
Excited for Scott Frost press so conferences after games, yes. After how good the one went Saturday. Just because the extremes we saw, that Riley was kind of like Callahan. And that was a coach who was just smiles.
It's
and like, you can't be mad at him because he just smiles after losses.
Yeah, yeah.
But then there was something likable about how Bo would go, you saw the game. Remember when Bo would just yell at the press?
Yeah.
You're like, okay. And they were anger management.
They were so scared of him.
I saw an after game early in the season with Scott Frost, and the guy had asked him some question, you know, after the game type deal on the sideline. And Scott Frost says, well, you said it exactly like, probably better than I would have said it. So, yeah, there you go. He's like, you answered your own question.
Well, I thought he was respectful, but playful.
Oh, yes. He's great.
I'm sure all coaches are working.
He's great. Listen, you're such a fangirl.
Calm down.
Let me love.
I want to tape this for when the day comes that you get your like heart broken. No, I'm just saying, like, stash this away for later. When, like, if you get your heart broken and then you just lash out like a spurned lover.
No.
Just cool it. We all are excited.
No. Let me love. Damn you.
Well, here's something to get excited about that's happening sooner than football season. Funplex this summer is expanding. This is like their biggest addition in, I don't know, decades. The Makana Splash Aquaplay structure.
Water slide. Big one.
Huge one. 5 stories tall, 1,200 feet of sliding run. I guess it's one of the tallest and longest slides of its kind in the country.
Now, remember, this is just south of the original when we were kids. Remember, there was one right off the interstate.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right at 72nd. Remember?
Yeah. Yes,
by
sir.
The puppy mill.
What was that
called?
You
drive right by it.
Yeah, it was the puppy mill. It almost looks like the bones of it.
Kind of, someone knows, give us a call.
Still there. What was that thing called?
It was like
I never been on it. I never went
Moby
to
Dick?
It.
Was it Moby Dick?
Moby Dick. It was Moby Dick Water Slides.
So Moby Dick Water Slide, when we were kids in Omaha, you went to Moby Dick. And
man, you got to hoof it
only
all the way.
Rich kids got the all-day pass.
We drive by on the interstate.
Used to pay. Could you imagine this? We paid per slide.
Yeah.
Remember, they'd give you a rubber band, so you'd go there and you'd buy 5 rides.
Oh, you'd take them off with each one?
They would.
Okay, all right. Really?
They didn't have, like, the super pass was, like, too expensive.
Well.
So your parents had to nickel and dime how many times you're going to go down the slide.
Well, which slide and how many? And
Well, it's been some time that Funplex have added on any rides like that, I believe. But they're getting rid of that roller coaster. And by the way, that was the only roller coaster in Nebraska. So that's good.
They say this is the biggest change that they've made in 40 years.
Really?
That roller coaster was exactly like the roller coaster that they had at Peony Park. Yeah. Remember, it was a baby one?
So sad.
Did you ride it?
Yes.
The one that we have that's not there. Yeah, at
Funplex.
Yeah, you bet.
But
it was worth it.
This will be a 5-story tall water slide, and they're billing it. It's called Rockin' Rapids. They're saying summer of 2018, 1,200 feet of sliding fun, and this is what they're billing it as. Rockin' Rapids will be one of the tallest and longest slides of its kind in the country.
Ooh.
So we wonder.
Why leave?
What does Oceans of Fun have on that?
Mm-hmm.
They got a bunch of fat people. Sorry.
Time Magazine has announced the shortlist for their annual Person of the Year. The nominees are out, and they are all over the place. They include President Trump, Special Counsel Robert Mueller, Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos, the hashtag MeToo movement, North Korea's Kim Jong-un, former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick, the president of China, the so-called Dreamers, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince, and Patty Jenkins, the director of Wonder Woman. I mean, talk about like
Wonder
a
Woman.
Mixed bag of, there's everybody. So they are going to reveal their Person of the Year live tomorrow on NBC's Today Show.
I'm
going to
guess Patty Jenkins will not be the winner.
I don't think so. That's a pretty tough. I mean, it's such an honor to be nominated. That's when you have to say, pull out that old chestnut. But it's a pretty thick field, I would say. Tough, tough, tough. That is your news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
This is the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, man.
Get up and crank it up.
You guys ready for this?
Wake up!
Channel 94.1.
Hey, this is Lord.
This is my station. I love it.
Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.
So nice. All right, Lord, real fast. Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Hannah.
Hi, Hannah. How you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. What you got going on? What's happening?
I just pulled into work. I was about walking inside.
Okay.
Have you ever been to a good show? Have you been to any sweet shows in Omaha or Lincoln?
Not lately.
Wow, here you go.
Ooh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Yeah, we got a pair of Lord tickets for you, okay? All right.
Awesome, thank you.
And we'll not harass you any longer. Hold on the line and we'll get you taken care of, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I can't believe how out of time we are for Christmas. Doesn't it feel like that?
Yes.
No, don't say that.
I mean, it's only December 5th, but it just seems like a couple leaps and we're there.
Yeah, I know.
I went
through. You got 20 days, people.
Yeah, yeah.
Hassle of Christmas cards yesterday.
You did what?
I did the Christmas cards yesterday.
Oh, boy. Really?
Ordered those. Oh, my God.
Have you taken the photo? Have you taken the pic?
I had to do an audible. I was like, kids, I picked up the kids from school. They were playing in the backyard. My husband and I couldn't agree on a photo that we liked. And I was like, kids, get in here. Slapped a Christmas sweater on him, threw a Christmas shirt on her, tied it all up with a ribbon, and was like, stand in front of that tree.
And be cute.
And cute.
Boom. Now, I think it's adorable when people send pictures of the kids, but put mom and dad, get in there.
I am with you. What is wrong with you?
It's a family Christmas card.
It's a moment in time captured in amber. Don't miss it.
I'll tell you what, Molly, you want that card to stay on my fridge for a couple years? You get on that little sweater, right? Not little sweater. This is sounding creepy. Get on a sweater and get that cat in your arms and stand in front of that tree.
I know. Come on. Peter was trolling me yesterday. He's like, is Murray making the card this year?
That's
my cat. I'm like, no. I was like, I know when I'm being baited. Like, I know I'm not going to put my cat on there for your sick amusement that you can laugh at me and be like, crazy cat lady.
I would do it different than you. I would put a sweater.
Let's decide what we're going to do for the card now.
I would put a sweater, get matching sweaters, and I would put a sweater on Peter because he's a sweater vest guy. And Peter would laugh at this. Mm-hmm. And put a sweater on the cat. And have all of you in the same cat.
Have all of us with bandages from the cat scratching the living hell out of
it. Don't think you could pull it off?
No.
Why would you even try?
I would never do that to my cat. But I will say this. A doll dress came with my daughter. My daughter got a holiday nightgown, and it came with a doll dress, and we put it on her stuffed cat. And the kids were like, could we put it on Murray? I was like, no, we can't put it on Murray.
I don't understand why not.
But we can put it on the stuffed cat.
I mean, I think it'd be great. I mean, first of all, it's not like you're hiring some photographer to come in. That's done. It's not like you have to go anywhere. Why wouldn't you just grab the cat, throw something on his back, and then hold on to him and have Peter take the photo for you, and then you send it off to wherever the hell you send it off to?
I'm not making... Maybe I'll get that and frame it for you as your Christmas present this year, so you can be like, this is the crazy cat lady I work with.
When you say it like that.
Well, how'd the photo turn out? Was it...
I think it's all right. I mean, it is what it, you know, I was very happy with the card. I was like, it was fine, but it was one of those things where, you know, there are all these sites that you can go to and they were all like yesterday was like the last day that you could get 50% off and you know, free shipping, and it didn't come 2 days before Christmas where you're, you know, trying to get it all out before. I love to do it. I mean, it's fun. I always have fun with it on the back. I always put like pictures of the kids and a little story about like what they're up to. I mean, it's not just pictures, but yeah. I mean, it's just yesterday was like one of those things where I was like, man, I do not need this Monday headache.
My sister sent me a text last week. She puts together a book.
Mm-hmm.
Every year. Love those.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
The book. You can send them off.
Yeah.
So they're she was
great.
Like,
a lot of work.
I'm finishing the book. It's of the family. I don't have a single photograph of you.
What are you going to send
her? Can you send some pics? I'm like, what? Just me doing my thing?
Right.
Like, well, if you don't have me, I guess you don't have me.
It's the book of me.
I didn't make the book this year.
Oh. Awesome.
So it's going to be like family photos, and then there'll be like me down in that cave in Arkansas. Oh.
Scuba diving. Jumping with sharks.
Yeah, should. You know why? Because if something, God forbid, was to happen to you, they could look back in the past, you know, in the future, and as they throw through the photo, they're like, oh, wow, who's this guy with the headlight? He's such an adventurous man.
Look at him. Uncle Jeffy just living standard. His life.
That's the standard. In case you die this year, we need a fresh pick.
Jeff, look at Uncle Jeffy again on his own, doing his own thing.
I know you don't want to ruin it, but you ought to jokingly do something like send one of you scuba diving. Something so fun.
There was that family that their Christmas card went viral where like the parents are standing there and they're holding up a sign and it says excited. And then like this other girl, one of their daughters is standing there with her fiance and they're like engaged. And another one's standing there and with her husband and they're like expecting. And then there's the one single sister and she's like, Emily.
She's just
holding up a sign that holds says Emily.
So she was laughing.
It was like, but it was their card, but it was like really funny. Like it was like everybody was paired off and like had their like little.
And she's
like,
all alone.
And then she's Emily. Just like, Emily.
Yeah, it's pretty funny. So, all right. So when do we expect to see those cards?
Hey man, the printing presses are firing off. I don't know. As soon as I get a confirmation email,
We've known each other a long time. You don't have to, I see you every day. You know, we work together all the time. You don't have to. You know, send me a card or anything like that.
Yeah, but it's the kids. Know. You're getting the State of the Union address of the children.
Look at him. He's like, ugh, Jeff, thanks for throwing me in there. I was almost out of having to get that card from her this year. Mm-hmm. He's
Dang
like,
it.
Ugh, yeah. God, now I'm going to have to feel really guilty when I throw those kids into the shredder or into my bonfire or get it wet in the hot tub.
Now, that'd be weird having it in the hot tub, number one.
Well, if you're opening your mail, because you just never leave the hot tub.
Yeah, there you go.
That would be pretty funny if you opened your mail in the hot tub.
I'll do it today. Why not? It's going
like,
to be cold.
But it's got to be a regular thing. Like, you do it every day. Bills.
Got to have a letter opener.
Bills.
Okay.
Bottom half.
I'm looking for things to do in the hot tub, people.
Multitask.
I really am, because I really am doing a whole lot of nothing in the hot tub, but just sitting there floating. That's
Isn't that the point of a hot tub? I mean, a hot tub doesn't really have...
Yeah, do stuff. You want to do stuff, right?
It's tough to multitask in a hot tub. But this is finally hot tub weather.
Yeah, but a little too windy. That's what I learned.
What?
Yeah, if the wind's blowing...
Too windy to sit in water?
Well, you're sitting in water, but
you have white caps.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yes, these winds... Blows leaves all in there. It's really...
The nor'easter.
It's really a mess. I'm like, oh, geez. The wind's blowing really hard and really cold, and so... You get colder, and you end up shivering neck up, and you don't want to... Yeah, it's just not as enjoyable as I imagined it to be.
We need to get him a jacuzzi wig, because it's a shame that you're all that time in the hot tub, and there's no wet hair.
No, I don't have any.
Because if you're in... I know.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm saying, hence the jacuzzi wig.
I'm missing out on that.
Because one of the best parts about being in a hot tub... Back in the day when you had hair in winter, is you get those icicle horns.
Yeah, I don't have that.
But also, you just wear a cap. I mean, I just remember wearing a hat when we would go in the jacuzzi.
Oh, I thought you meant like a swim cap.
No. Like when we would go in the hot tub after skiing, you know, and it's like freezing, but you want to, you know, loosen up your muscles and stuff, you'd just be wearing your ski cap.
Nah, we're going to get him one of those golf visors. Yeah. The golf visor with the fake hair.
This is a Big Party Morning Show. Streaming worldwide.
Listen online 24/7. Log on now. Channel. 941.com.
All right, 10 years ago today.
Yeah, sadly, is the sad anniversary of the events that happened at Von Mars. December 5th, 2007. The city is getting ready for Christmas, and there were people shopping at Von Mar and wrapping presents when, there was a shooter that went in there. We've got one of the...
One of the survivors.
Survivors. Jody joins us this morning.
Hey, Jody, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. So how are things? It's been 10 years. I mean, this is an experience that's never going to go away, of course. And my father, he was there as well. He was a piano player. Just a reminder. So tell us a little bit about where were you at when this happened?
I was actually on the third floor. I had just gotten off the escalator area.
Okay, and that's where this boy had taken the elevator to the third floor, and it's where all of the shooting had started. So
that's
I assume how are you dealing with it in the aftermath? Since, I mean, I'm sure you don't do you think of it every year? Definitely on the 10-year anniversary. This is why everyone's talking about it today. Yeah.
Oh, yes. You know, we think about it every year. We remember those that were lost, and just, you know, try to love our family and our friends and share that love with everyone.
Well, yeah. What caught our eye was the cool list that you put out on Facebook about how maybe one way that people can do something to sort of put a lot of more love and kindness in the world, you know, considering the fact that today seems to be such a solemn occasion. What gave you the idea to do that?
You know, there's just so much hatred and negativity, and just the media is just so, you know, you hear about all the other mass shootings, and I just wanted to do something positive and remember those that we lost in a positive way, versus really just thinking about, you know, the tragic event in a negative way.
Now, have you ever linked up with any of the other survivors? Like, have there been a follow-up or any counseling or anything?
There was counseling services provided immediately after by Von Maur. And so, yes, I mean, they were great to all of the employees and any of the customers that were there that day.
Oh, did you have a chance to do any of the counseling or anything? Or?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, okay. I definitely took advantage of some of that.
Yeah, because I mean, I've not only have my father been there, but I have a friend that was in the Vegas deal as well. And I haven't been in that situation personally, but yeah, I highly recommend the counseling. You know, it does do wonders for someone who's been through something as traumatic as that. You know, so all right. So you came down the escalator. What were you doing? Just Christmas shopping, right?
No, I actually worked there at the time.
Okay.
So I was actually coming up the escalator with some packages to be shipped out, and then I heard the gunfire. So.
And it was a disturbed 14-year-old young man with a history of mental problems. That had unleashed this. So those were your coworkers. Do you remember like the events of it? How long it lasted before you saw a police officer? When you finally felt safe?
Well, I was pretty involved in helping the police because I was able to get to a security control room and helped them identify what was going on and that the shooter was down. So I saw quite a bit, more than probably some of the other employees in the store and customers as well.
I'm so sorry. Wow.
And you were able to look through the security cameras, or how were you able to see?
Yeah. As a member of the store management, I had experience with the security cameras, so I was able to move the cameras around and really see what was going on and help 911 and all of the first responders.
They said there were 93 calls to 911 in 15 minutes. And what people forget is the president had been in Omaha that day, and Air Force One had just taken off.
God, you forget.
So
yeah,
this law enforcement had been in town to deal with the president, and the call goes out that there's a shooting at Westroads, and over 300 members of law enforcement self-responded. They didn't need to be told.
Okay.
It was just all available, all rushed.
Rushed to the Von Maur.
To Von Maur. And I remember your call, Jody. I remember hearing the 911 call. That must be hard to hear your voice when they replay that every year.
It is very hard. It just makes it so real again.
Yeah.
So this list that you came up with, I love this. So it's all about kindness and love and the little things that we can do every day. And it costs nothing. And it's just a matter of like little things. Have you started doing this for yourself? And then you just decided, I mean, where did you get the idea for this list? And let's go over some of these, because these are really neat things, especially for the holidays. They don't cost anything. And it's just a nice way to make people happy.
It's kind of acts of kindness, you bet.
Right. Yeah. You know, you hear people spreading random acts of kindness, you know, and passing along that kindness. And so I just kind of thought that this would be a good way to remember those. So, you know, I have started some of these, you know, holding the door open for other people, you know, even when you're driving, you know, letting somebody merge in instead of, you know, being in a rush to get to wherever you're going. You know, I try to instill in my children kind of kindness as well. So we create packages for homeless people. And as we see them on the street, we give out these packages to homeless people during the holiday season as well. So we started that last year, and then we continue that this year as well.
That's awesome. So lovely. I know, I love some of these return shopping carts for others. I'm always grateful, like when you're going, especially as a mom, like you load the kids in You're like, no, I got to go. And somebody will be like, oh, I got that for you. You're like, God bless you.
And the cart people thank you as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
As a former cart boy.
Yeah. Smiling at 10 strangers. I love it. Buy a cup of coffee or hot cocoa for the Salvation Army bell ringer. That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Because that is something that, you know, they are out there. A lot of times, you know, it's just especially like if they're not in front of a store, especially because a lot of times the store will like, hey, come on in. We'll give you a. But like if they're just out there really ringing a bell, that's really nice. Pass out candy canes to strangers. my kids would be like, can I take this? Is that okay?
As a man, I can't do that. That would be weird.
No, you, yes, yeah. maybe you should just smile at people. Yeah. Maybe you should just, or share
just
a coupon with someone.
Well, gosh, Jody, we're so happy that you jumped on and everything's doing well for you.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, and thank you. Yeah, 10 years, long time. Like I said, my father was there, and you know, we don't really chat about it much because I guess we just get into our things throughout the year. But then this comes up, and then you kind of dread a little bit because you don't know what the feelings are going to be like, you know?
Right, so. Absolutely.
Okay. Well,
and I've heard that
you.
It's hard for some of the survivors that when you, like for you, Jody, hearing the 911 call, for Pardee's dad seeing
he's
that footage, he's in the video running out the door.
Yeah, with a lot of other people, you know, and that's just hard because that's the footage they show. They one time did the, at one given time before this stuff happens all the time, would do the countdown, you know, and it'd be national television. They'd show the video and I'm like, geez, here we go, you know, because it just makes you so angry that it can affect you. For this long on, you know, so.
And Pardee's dad's tough. Got a good sense of humor. The only thing, I mean, how you can find light in this darkness was the funny line that his dad had said when he was running out the door.
He said, oh my God, I'm running. I can't believe I'm able to run.
He couldn't believe he was running. He couldn't remember the last time he'd run.
He ran, yeah. And it's funny because this last year I decided to go to a track and run and I tell these guys, I'm like, when you haven't ran in a while, it's kind of weird, man. It's like walking all over again. You're like running. So yeah, now I think about him all the time. Well, if ever I try to run.
It's tough day, Jody. So we appreciate you trying to add a little light to this.
Thank you
know, everybody's
Jody.
Trying to come to terms with it. All the law enforcement that are all over the news that are, you know, they're still deeply affected by
it. Yeah. So,
yeah, absolutely. Definitely want to say thank you to all of the first responders and the law enforcement that were there that day that really helped us out and made us feel safe as quickly as they could possibly do.
Yeah, absolutely. Jody, keep in touch, okay? Thanks for for jumping on with us. We appreciate
thank you.
It. All right, take care.
Thanks, have a great day.
You
people
too.
Can
you
give
too.
To our diaper drive.
Yes. Yes, sir. That is a little over a week away. If you know how cold it is outside today, they're predicting temperatures like that. So just imagine people down at the Lydia house.
Mm-hmm.
There are people sleeping in their cars. You know, there are people that need help. And with Jody's list of kindness, which is a fantastic idea, when I ran across it, I was like, wow. You can add to it with that as well. I mean, whatever you feel fitting.
It's the Big Party Show.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go Studios. On Omaha's number one hit music station. Channel 94.1.